There's very few people who are actually capable of making a decent living out of exposing scumbaggery. You know, possibly think of a few names who've actually made a decent amount of coin off of it and are getting a decent apparatus going and what have you. But the vast majority of people in our position are honest, decent, hardworking people for whom money is not the objective. And in fact, for the most of the part, just live off the bones of our ass and do what we can to expose the New World Order. That's it.
Exactly. I mean, I can't believe the skeptics who say that this is some kind of big industry. They say, oh, it's a cottage industry. These guys are making a fortune. They've never, ever, ever seen what we do, what we get up to, or the kind of lives we lead. I mean, it's ridiculous. I went to a skeptic conference once because I like to hear both sides of every story. And it's the most upmarket thing you can imagine. It took place at the London Metropole Hilton Hotel. And it was all velvet chairs, free food, free coffee. Oh, yes, it was very opulent indeed. And and there was a big merchandise hall full of tea, full of DVDs, full of books, full of all kinds of things that the skeptics like to think that we're out to sell. Well, they are too. So they're hypocrites, complete hypocrites.
Mm. Well, I haven't really even bothered trying to get advertisers or anything like that. Like even the one of the main kind of ads that I have is for Blue Shield, and I haven't sold any of those in like nearly a year, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking of like pulling it all off because it's my listeners. That's what's interesting. People like you and I are good, decent people, and so are the people that listen to us, the people that choose to listen to us. And so I found whenever I ask for help from my listeners, financially speaking, I almost always receive exactly what I need in order to just keep continuing to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that, I'm really intensely grateful for that ability so that I don't have to go get a slave job, that I can spend 16 hours a day working and exposing scumbaggery. And I really appreciate the fact that I'm even able to do that because it's not me that made that happen. It's actually the listeners.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. I mean, we at CMR, we're always very grateful for the same thing because people do help us out. I mean, we tried to advertise for a while. It didn't pan out. So basically, we also keep the station going through donations. And anyone who donates, we're very, very grateful. Absolutely. We really, really do appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's almost like the point where you don't even, where the word being grateful, having appreciation, doesn't quite cut it with the with the description. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a far larger game at work here. There's this almost like it's spiritual in a way.
Oh, very much so, yes, in many ways.
Yeah. I mean, for my part, I mean, I look at the statistics of who listens and to my show or watches it on YouTube. And, well, it's interesting. I'm 28, and the vast majority, I think around about 85% of my listeners are between 45 and 65.
Oh, so nice.
Most of the people that listen to me are old enough to be my parents. And to a large degree, that's actually how I feel kind of like I'm trying to honor them, you know, how you try to honor your parents and so on and so forth. And maybe it's both ways. Like I'm the little incorrigible son, surrogate son to a large degree.
I don't know. Maybe that's how they see you. Yeah, maybe it could be that's how they see you. But that's good. I mean, obviously, maybe they're people who sort of like been through their most of their lives into middle age, and they've not really questioned anything, and then suddenly, you know, it just hits them one day. These things can happen at any time in our lives.
Yeah. Well, either that, or they've gone through their entire life knowing what they know, and had a real difficult time with it. I mean, knowing that there's a bunch of ruthless criminal, sociopathic scumbaggery, pedophile, Satanist filth running the world, running your country, enslaving your people, is not a nice fuzzy feeling.
It's not the kind of thing that makes you sleep easy in your bed. That's true.
No. And so I feel that what my role is to help people, you know, deal with it and have a laugh here or there, release the tension, that kind of thing. I mean, I may not take it too seriously, but at the end of the day, there are a shockingly large amount of people out there on radio who do take it very, very seriously, but not too many people who don't, who help you to actually deal with the seriousness of the situation. That's, I feel like, kind of my niche, because, we've been through it, Ben. You know, we've experienced the trauma. Have you like yelled at relatives and so on and so forth because you're just so angry at the New World Order and you feel that your relatives are slaves and so on and so forth? I have. I'm sure many.
Yes, I haven't, and they think I'm crazy. My parents do. My daughter does. And it's I've given up doing that now. I tend to just sort of like leave each other alone, but we can get on all right. But I mean, it's true. I mean, if you don't let your hair down, if you don't have a laugh at it, it can destroy you psychologically. I mean, I think it was Oscar Wilde who said that life is too important to be taken seriously, and I rather endorse that. I think it can become depressing, actually, because, as you said, it's so, the list of all the things you just said about our leaders is true, and they're getting away with it. At the same time, I feel encouragement, because there was recently an opinion poll in the United States which showed that a very surprisingly large proportion of Americans are conspiratorially aware. Obviously, most of them are not as vocal as we are. In fact, the majority must be be kind of closet conspiracy theorists that haven't come out to their family and friends, you know. Hi, my name's Ben and I'm a conspiracy theorist, anything like that, you know. So they're obviously just, I mean, I'm, so in a way, the spreading of information is halfway to being achieved. The big challenge now is encouraging those people to sort of like speak out and do something, take action on their knowledge and go out, tell their friends and things like that. I mean, do you know?
Hold on. We're coming to break okay. Now, Ben. That'd be a great group to have, you know, Conspiracy Theorist Anonymous. Hi, my name's Vinny, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.